Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. I am connected via Zoom right now to the one and only William Shatner. Yes, Captain James T. Kirk himself from Star Trek. He's coming here to the Scenic City on April 18th. Tickets are still available at TivoliChattanooga.com. You're going to go to a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And then after the screening, William Shatner will be doing a Q&A with the audience. Again, go now, TivoliChattanooga.com, and purchase your tickets. Now, William, when you watch a film like Wrath of Khan, or really any of your previous projects, but when you watch Wrath of Khan, do you still see it as a sci-fi film? Or when you watch it, do you see it as something different?
Well, it's a science fiction film. Sure. It used to mean it's a science fiction film. But science fiction films have gone from it's a science fiction film to you can't believe what you see. The mystical mystery, marvelous things that you see that technology has brought to us on film. I received an award last week, the Saturn Award. I had been 50 years prior to the first Saturn Awards ceremony. They had rented a dusty antique hotel ballroom, and there were 300-500 people, and it wasn't being broadcast. It was just for people who were in the business. Mm-hmm. And they gave me an award, and they said, all right, and Bill, we want you to sing Rocket Man. I sang Rocket Man. What am I doing with that? We got a band. And oh, okay. So I undid my tie, took out a cigarette, and I'm Frank Sinatra doing Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, obviously nobody's recorded. No, it's not going to be recorded. So we get kidded around, and as far as I was concerned, it was open and closed that night. Mm-hmm. Next day, it was being broadcast all around. Here, Shatner, singing Rocket Man. So now I'm asked a couple of months ago to go on a cruise. Come for a day or two, and we'll let you off. And all we want you to do is sing Rocket Man. And they paid me well.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You're going to pay me that kind of money. I go to the cruise, and they've got a band, seven pieces. And I think, you know, I've got a band. Tomorrow I got to do the song. I'm going to do Rocket Man. But this time, I found, like an actor, the through line of Rocket Man, which is alone. So I devised the song. So I'm going to be, it's going to be a long, long time. I'm going to be alone. And I did it that Saturday night. And the 4,000 people stood up and applauded and wouldn't let me off the stage for this crazy, silly, idiotic song. Because I touched a note.
Yeah,
and I said to the audience when I received the award the other day, the difference between doing Rocket Man 50 years ago and doing Rocket Man now and finding a truth of a man going up in space, and it's going to be a long, long time till is the difference between what science fiction was then and what science fiction is now. It's an entirely different genre.
Yeah.
You go to see Cameron's film, Flying Birds and Beautiful People. I mean, you're in another world.
That is very true. Thank you, sir, for doing this interview with me. This has been so much fun. We have one more segment coming up with William Shatner, connected via Zoom right now, April 18th. He's going to be at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium. You do not want to miss this event. TivoliChattanooga.com to purchase your tickets. We're going to talk to William one more time, and he's going to tell us about his real-life adventure when he went into outer space. Don't miss it. It's Hits.